Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's first quarter earnings call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone telephone. Please note, this call is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Mr. Brendan Hopkins. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the first quarter fiscal 2017 earnings call for the Singing Machine Company. I'm joined by Gary Atkinson, CEO, Lionel Marquis, CFO, and Bernardo Melo, Director of Sales. And after a quick forward-looking statement review here, we'll get started. So, except for historical information contained herein, the statements on this conference call are forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties, which may cause our actual results in future periods to differ materially from forecasted results. With that said, I would like to turn the call over to Gary Atkinson, CEO of the company.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gary Atkinson, Chief Executive Officer of the Singing Machine Company. I want to start by saying that this morning we released our first quarter earnings report. For those of you who haven't had a chance to see it yet, it's available on our website and also available on the SEC.gov website and all major financial websites. I'm going to be turning the call over to Lionel Marquis, our CFO. But before I do that, I just want to say that we are pleased with our first quarter earnings report. Most notably, the increase in sales for the quarter. We showed a 40% increase in sales over last year's first quarter. And last year's first quarter was a 40% increase in the year before that. So looking at the big picture in historically what is a usually a slow quarter for us, I think it's a positive trend, and we're excited to keep it going. So that being said, I'll turn it over to Lionel Marquis, who will talk a little bit more about the numbers.
Morning, everybody. I just wanted to discuss the highlights of the earnings that we did, plus some balance sheet highlights. First of all, in our press release, you'll note some of these numbers are going to be repetitive, but it's good to reinforce what's happened in the first quarter. So we did approximately $4.9 million in net sales on June 30th of this year versus $3.5 million last year during the same quarter. That's a pickup of approximately $1.3 million or approximately 40% increase in sales. Was primarily due to one of our major retailers having taken a special promotional Black Friday item that this same retailer did not pick up last year, a second SKU, if you will. And consequently, they requested shipment earlier. This was their request than normally would be done for a promotional item like this. So this helped our first quarter tremendously. Our gross profit margin increased correspondingly. However, the gross profit margin as a percentage of gross sales was down approximately from 23.5% this year from 24.8% in the prior year. This was, again, primarily due to that special promotional Black Friday item of $1.6 million that carries a lower margin percentage because it is a special buy. 16.7% was the margin that kind of dragged the overall margin down. However, in circumstances where we do promotional items, they're normally sold without any kind of advertising, co-ops, or promotions. So consequently, our selling expenses were approximately the same as they were this quarter versus last quarter. They were actually down approximately $30,000, and that's because this promotional item that we sent out was sent out without any kind of co-op programs or advertising allowances, et cetera, et cetera. So what we lost in gross profit margin, we gained on the sales and administrative or the operating expense side of things. From a general administrative standpoint, we were approximately $144,000 larger than we were in the same quarter last year, approximately 1.247 million versus 1.102 million in the prior year. A few things that make that up: related party service charges increased by approximately $70,000 due to increased services provided by our parent company related to the increased direct import business that we're doing. Our payroll expenses went up by approximately $48,000, primarily due to some labor increases, if you will, in the administrative end as well as the warehouse end. And in addition, our warehouse expenses, temporary labor, et cetera, went up approximately $26,000, accounting for most of the remaining variance. It should be noted that on the interest line, our interest was $16,000 this year in interest expense versus $50,000 in the prior, same period in the prior quarter. There was no interest on the PNC line of credit at all, as we did not have to borrow against that line at all, as opposed to the prior year where we had approximately $1.5 million balance that we had borrowed pretty much for the first quarter, all of the first quarter. So all of the interest expense you see is due to related party debt. On the balance sheet of note, our accounts receivable are up from the prior period. Last year, we had approximately $1.7 million in accounts receivable versus $3.4 this year. Again, almost entirely due to the $1.6 million extra that we shipped to our one major retailer on the promotional product for Black Friday. It should be noted that our inventory is approximately the same as it was in the same at the same period of last year, so we're holding on the control of that inventory very tightly. With regards to liabilities, I have already mentioned that we did not have to borrow against the revolver as opposed to having $1.5 million on the revolver last year. And it well noted that our inter or company or our related party debt has been reduced by approximately $1.3 million. The anticipation is that by the end of this fiscal year, we will have paid down the intercompany or related party debt down to the approximately $1.9 million, which will be strictly the debt that is subordinated on our loan right now. So those are the major highlights. I think we've covered the primary portion of it.
All right. Thank you, Lionel. I'd like to turn the call over to Bernardo Mello, our VP of Sales and Marketing, who can give an update on first quarter sales and some of the customers.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining and taking an interest in our earnings call. I just want to go over a few highlights of the quarter. I think the numbers show that we are coming off a pretty strong first quarter. A couple of things that impact those sales. As we continue to move a lot of our business direct import, you know, we're able to ship the products earlier than usual. Everything goes to the pipeline a lot earlier and smoother, and the products are being set at retailer earlier than we normally seen. We've now become a mature category that's in terms of placement, so they have seen that year-round business, and some of our key customers have really embraced those sales from a early portion of the year standpoint. I'll give you a couple of examples. Target this year has set has done their major set for karaoke in May instead of September, which has been the traditional time and date of in the previous past. This year we were able to obtain the entire section at the Target stores with a couple of new additional items. We've also taken the initiative of really bringing down some of our product into the right key price points. We've been able to negotiate better pricing with the factories. Therefore, we've passed those savings on. And Target is one of those retailers that has really benefited from it. Also, we continue to excel in all online sales. The Singing Machine brand is stronger than ever. Customers like Walmart.com, Amazon, BestBuy.com, Target, Toys R Us, they continue to increase numbers. I mean, I'll give you an example of Amazon's increase for us is is higher than 60% this year during the same period as last year. So customers are coming under, they're searching Singing Machine, and we haven't even implemented some of the marketing initiatives that are going to kick in come September. Toys R Us has always continued to be one of our top retailers. They're continuing to support the Singing Machine brand. You will find us in the E&E section of the store this year, which is a little bit more of a higher traffic section. That transition is taking place in August, but has already started slowly. They have been supporting our new items, which is our digital downloads, which is going to pay benefit towards the back end of the years when the consumers continue to to purchase proprietary download music for our machines. And we have some real good excitement news going into our Sam's Club and our Costco and with some of our digital machines, the Carnival and the Fiesta, which you guys will see here. So just piggybacking on what Lionel said, we did have a big win at Walmart this year with a couple of items that have either A, been extended to all the stores, or B, are going to be in a big part of a promotion towards the end of the year, and those sales, those shipments have already gone out as of July. So we're really excited about that, and it's good to be back in some of the big promotions at Walmart again this year. For the most part, sales have been steady, have been showing a nice increase in the first quarter, and it just continues to tell us that karaoke is becoming more top of mind. A lot of the marketing efforts that we've done, which we recently launched, which is Bring Your Own Music campaign, is sending out the message that, hey, you could replace game night, you could replace movie night with karaoke night. And that message has started to really resonate with some of the consumers. And as we continue to roll out that promotion throughout the year, we feel that we're going to continue to separate ourselves from a strictly fourth quarter Christmas type of product. So we're excited about that. And, we're glad the numbers came out to be what they are. And we expect that the trend will continue.
All right. Thank you, Bernardo. Appreciate the update. I want to keep some time for Q&A, but I also just wanted to touch on a few points regarding the music download store. One of the items that Bernardo mentioned earlier was that Target set their stores this year in May, which is early. So Target now, 1,800 stores nationwide, is carrying our digital download, one of our digital download items, and that's set in May in the stores. So we saw about a month or so of sell-through on the digital item. And on the music download side, the early numbers were very positive. We're seeing from Target consumers, average revenue per paying user is significantly higher than the average revenue per paying user on other customers. So it tells us that the Target consumer likes the technology, understands it, is willing to spend money on karaoke music, which is key for us. So that's an exciting number. Also, some of the metrics on the store are also steadily improving month over month. So, for instance, as you look at the conversion funnel, the percentage of customers that are registering and then downloading their free songs is increasing month over month. And then the percentage of consumers that are downloading their free songs and then converting into paying customers is also increasing month over month. So those are two very, very important metrics for us as we move into our second and third quarters. In terms of the digital download, I touched on it in the press release. We are significantly increasing the number of those digital download machines into the market this coming year. We're looking at about 250,000 of those machines that will be out there this holiday season. So for us, the digital download store is something we're going to be keeping a close eye on as we move into the next few quarters. So that being said, I think we're all pleased with the first quarter. We're excited about the upcoming year. We have a very exciting product announcement that we'll be coming out with next month. that we'll touch on that later. And with that being said, I just want to make sure I have time for Q&A, so I'd like to open it up for any questions at this time.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll take our first question from Tomer Cohen with Five Roads Capital. Your line is open.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Bernard. Hey, Lionel. Congrats
on
a great
quarter.
Tomer.
Thank you.
On your Q4 call, you gave some numbers on average spend per user on the machines you sold last season, the download machines from last season. I'm curious if you could update that number for this quarter.
So I think on the last fiscal year-end report, I talked about a number of $27, which was an average revenue per paying user. So far, Q1, like I mentioned from Target, we're seeing a significant increase to that number coming from Target customers. So the average right now is north of $30 per paying user.
Okay, but is that $30 a blend of what you sold at Target starting in May and what you sold last season?
Yeah, that's a blended number. I'm looking at the historical year-to-date for the store.
Okay. What I'm trying to figure out are the people that bought the machines in December last year, are they still paying for downloads? Is there any way you could give me the ARPU for the machines that were sold last season only?
So the numbers we have don't break it out, unfortunately, that nicely. I'd have to do some more deep digging. I don't have that number sort of at the tip of my tongue, but in terms of repeat customers, we are seeing a nice increase month over month in terms of repeat users and repeat transactions. So I can see that the people who bought the machines back last fiscal year are still using it from what I can tell, but I don't have a solid number to give you.
Okay. Thanks. And then on the Bring Your Own Machine campaign, could you just talk me through a little bit about what that campaign is about and why you decided to launch it?
Yes, thank you for the question. This is Bernardo. The reason behind the Bring Your Music, and we spent a couple of months working on that campaign before we released it. We just want to continue to send out the message that that karaoke is something that could replace family game night, and should be, it could be something that as soon as you break karaoke is a product that as soon as you break it out is going to bring, is usually going to bring happiness to either friends or family that you have over, whether it's a party, whether it's just a small get together, which is where there's family night. So what we're really focusing on is, kind of giving subliminal messages to the consumers that, hey, if it's one of those nights that you have nothing to do or you're just kind of hanging around the house and you want to think something creative to do, then pick up your karaoke machine and get something started or bring your own music to bring your own machine over to a friend's house and get that party started. And it really stemmed from the fact of our own experiences. Anytime when we have a gathering or a party and the party's getting kind of winding down a little bit, as soon as you bring out that karaoke machine, it just sort of brings that energy back to that gathering. And we wanted to really resonate that with the consumers with this campaign, is that, and hopefully what the results will be is that karaoke is something that's not used once or twice and put away in the closet. It's something that continues to live in the family living room or in the kids' room or in the playroom and continue to be used. And we think that if we could effectively communicate that, it's gonna increase sales all year round, but also with 90% of our machines this year in the marketplace either having the digital download or a Bluetooth aspect to it,
We're going to see some of the back-end revenue from the download store and also the app store, which has a streaming service built into it as well. So that's really what we hope to be the end result of this campaign.
Yep. And where are the marketing dollars going to? I mean, is it online advertising or?
Yes, it's some online advertising. It's some social, a lot of social media. We've engaged with a life cycle communication marketing firm, marketing firm that specializes in life cycle communication. So that's being incorporated into some of the emails that are going out on a bi-monthly basis to existing customers, and we're also looking to purchase some customer lists where we could geotag or focus on customers that have shown interest in the product. We also have some retailers and e-tailers that have embraced this and are going to partner up with us, whether it's through signage or whether it's to allowing us to redesign our online presence to really highlight the campaign and the campaign content that we've put together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I really appreciate it, and congrats on another great quarter.
Thank you. Thank you, Tomer.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll go next to Miles Pitts, a private investor. Your line is open.
This is Miles.
Morning, Miles.
Hi, Miles.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Good. I like the strong report y'all had out today. I like the increase in the downloads, too, up to 250,000. I just wonder if our competitors had download machines.
Our competitors in the marketplace, they tried a couple of things. I mean, the big challenge is that nothing is proprietary. I mean, we're the only ones that have proprietary software. Now, you know, there's no secrets in China, and there's no, I'm sure there, our competitors are starting to look into it. The fortunate thing is that we're always thinking ahead, and we're always trying to innovate. And this is something that took us a couple of years to really execute. And it's a proprietary situation, and also, you know, our third party content partner is really the strongest in this field. They really understand what it is to deliver content from a digital standpoint. Most of our competitors still think of a way of selling the CDs, or if they do some sort of software. We've seen that not all of it has been kosher. Not all licenses and licensed product, and that has been a challenge, a barrier to entry for a lot of people that have tried to do this in the past. I think we're still a couple years ahead from everybody, but we welcome it. We welcome, you know, the faster the transition goes, where every consumer understands that this is kind of where the technology is headed to, you know, and the faster they adapt that, the better it is for us, because we do have the head start, and we do own most of the real estate at the retail level.
I like that, yeah. Potentially, we could become a year-round company with the download revenue coming in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at, let's just say for this year, 250,000 digital download machines and another, you know, maybe a million classic machines out there, 99% of those capable of accessing back-end music. Opening up those gifts in December and then needing music from January on. So definitely this could improve the year-round seasonality of the company.
Sounds good. You fellas just keep up the good work.
Thank you, Miles.
Thank you, Miles.
Good talking to you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll go next to Brad Bullock from Pioneer Capital. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
Gary, you mentioned in September you'd have maybe some exciting announcements for product. would that contribute to this year's revenues?
Well, so, Brett, we're announcing, we have an exciting announcement for next month. So I don't really want to comment too much on that. It hasn't been announced yet. So I would say maybe ask that question again on our next call.
Okay, yeah, very well. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think we could share. I mean, it's probably going to be, something that everybody's going to get pretty excited about. So, you know, we're teasing it a little bit, but stay tuned. I mean, it's some really cool stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and I'm showing we have no further questions today. I'd like to turn the call back to our presenters for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you, guys. I appreciate all the good questions today. Like I said earlier, we're very excited about the first quarter earnings that we reported, but I think we're even more excited about the future as we move now into Q2 and Q3, which are our biggest, strongest quarters for us. So I would say just continue to follow the company. We have a lot of exciting things, and check back with us next month as we unveil our new product launch. With that being said, I want to thank everybody and look forward to talking to you all on our next quarterly earnings call.